broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And for about 3 years, we've been putting GPS technology on our buses.
Well, this is really a question of maintaining our memory of
because of our troops and civilians. And because of the resilience of the Iraqi people.
Beck is an incredibly divisive
figure. I may be dumb.
I forgot he was black tonight.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And where Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police will take us through the looking glass here in just a couple of minutes. Washington State, you can't smoke in your own apartment. That's coming up here in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And the right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, www.philhendryshow.com. That's where you watch live streaming video of the show, listen to live streaming audio of the show. You also see uncensored live action between segments of the show, uncensored pre-show from 9 until 10, where I talk with the audience about the variety of things that's on my mind in a very freewheeling way. We're going to turn those into podcasts eventually. And, of course, we do have our archives. We've got our news feed. We have our comments section. We have our email. And it's all there for you at philhendryshow.com. So get a backstage pass and get with it, man. Be a part of it. 877-876-PHIL here on the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. Sorry, Washington State residents, you can't smoke in your own apartment. That is the word, and at least that's going to be the word, some people say. In the state of Washington, officials in Washington State say that they will consider moving the health battle over secondhand smoke into a new and contentious area, people's homes. And to that end, of course, it becomes, a law enforcement issue. It certainly is a legal issue, and it means there are penalties, and it means that there is, there are penalties, and there are people who can, take the matter up with smokers. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Board will consider a proposal next month to classify secondhand smoke as a nuisance in multi-unit housing, according to the Tacoma News Tribune on Monday. Backers of the measure say they want it incorporated into the state's landlord-tenant law. Nan Hogan, who is a member of the People United for Smoke-Free Housing, said this is the last piece of the puzzle that needs to be placed. We've got smoke-free hotel rooms, motel rooms, and restaurants. Why do we have to smell the smoke when we come home? And then on the other side of the battle is the Citizens Freedom Alliance. Gary Nolan, the U.S. director, said that this is political correctness run amok. They're taking away the rights of the landlord. We've got a republic, and they're telling this guy what he can do in his own home. Joining us is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, an auxiliary volunteer force of security, of policeman. Jay, you don't have the kind of, you claim citizens' arrest rights.
Well, citizens' arrest through the Constitution, right?
Yeah, citizens' arrest rights through the Constitution of the United States. But you guys are not officially policemen.
Say we're not officially policemen, Phil, has always been kind of amusing for me. When you say that, are you saying that I'm not a police officer? I mean, everyone on the Citizens Auxiliary Police at one time or another had applied to be on a municipal police force, but the politics involved, and we've got a little bit more of an operation where I think a police officer can feel like he's really making a difference instead of a little red tape and a lot of the corruption. You know, that's one of the things I wanted to say about Citizens Auxiliary Police, as well as Washington State Cougar, the Cougar Corps, who we are working with this legislation, if it comes to pass, the Cougar Corps and ourselves.
This is where, Washington State?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
I talked at great length today with Terry Sheboyne, who is the director of the Washington State Cougar Corps, and we were talking about how corrupt police can be. And the corruption of police officers around the country. So I don't want that. I don't think Terry wanted it. And I know a lot of my officers and sub-commanders don't want it. So we can help people through the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Washington State Cougar Corps, the New York Simulated Police, and not be corrupt and take payoffs.
Well, the police officers are not. We can't say that all police officers are corrupt and take payoffs.
No, you, of course you can't, Phil. And I'm not. Forgive me. I'm not trying to say that, but I am saying that there's just enough corruption with police officers, whereby I think I'd rather be in the citizens' auxiliary police than to have the, you know, if you want to put it in a direct way, have the stink of the corruption, you know, rub off on me. And you know, I had a guy who came in to be a citizens' auxiliary police member. And he said he used to be a police officer. He said maybe he could still smell it on me. Yeah, I didn't have any comment.
Well, we support the police on this program. I don't like to hear.
We support the police too, Phil. But you got to understand, you do believe there's police corruption, right?
I believe there's police corruption. I also question, Jay, the extent of your enforcement power. But let's.
I think that's unfair for you to say that. I'm not taking payoffs. We're allowed to stop and search through the powers of the Constitution like anybody else.
And all right, well, let's talk about this Washington state law, and you can tell us how the Citizens Auxiliary Police operates should this law go into effect. This law, by the way, is still being debated, but it primarily would make illegal smoking inside of your apartment if you're in a multi-house, multi-family unit, or I don't know how they're multi-dwelling building, correct? Is that
multi-family dwellings, yeah.
Okay. And
well, Phil, the way it would work is simply that we can do an olfactory test with the Washington State Cougar Corps. You set up outside the apartment in the morning when people are leaving to go to work, and you do a very quick scan. If you put your nose to the jacket or the dress or the coat or any kind of, you know, covering or what you want to call the clothing that the person's wearing, you put your nose to that, and you can detect the smell of cigarette, you can detect the smell of nicotine. Now you have a situation where you're certainly going to make note of that. You're going to want to take that to another level, and that is take a look inside that individual's residence. Now, take a peek inside that residence. It does not have to be intrusive, but certainly at that point, you're going to want to see.
You're telling me that you're outside the apartments in Washington, or
whatever municipality where they have made smoking illegal inside the home. Yeah.
Okay. And the people are coming out of their homes. You are basically, as you said, putting your nose. You're smelling to see if they smell like nicotine.
Well, you're putting your nose to the jacket, fingers, areas of the body. They're going to be exposed to that. If you do detect the smell of cigarette smoke, nicotine, then you do have to then notify that individual that you are going to go to another level on it, and you're going to.
Well, what do you mean going to another level?
Well, you're going to go into that person's apartment, and.
I want to ask you a question here. I want to just interrupt you here for a second, Jay. You're going to go. You're going to smell nicotine on that person. You're going to go into their apartment, and I have to ask you now: under what authority?
Well, Phil, it is a fact, and I don't think I need to spell it out to you or anyone who, you know, I'm sure you're going to get police officers calling, and this is one of the things why I talk about. I never wanted to be involved with the police because of the corruption there, but even a police officer is going to agree that if you have reasonable suspicion that a crime is being committed, you do have a right to go into that person's residence and find out about it.
Well, wait. If you have reasonable suspicion as a police officer, if I have a badge which licenses me as a police officer to make arrests.
Well, you have a badge as what? We are members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are also duly uniformed with a identifying blue armband. We have a uniform with standard pith helmet.
All right, but that is neither here nor there. You say you have a citizen's arrest power.
Let's get down to what my father used to call the nut cutting.
But you say you have citizen's arrest power.
Let's get down to it. Everyone knows that smokers are not the most respected people in society. So we have a situation with smokers where there is a nullification. If you've heard of jury nullification, there's a level of legal constitutional nullification. Smokers, for all intents and purposes, no one is really going to worry about the rights of smokers. I mean, a smoker is not an individual that people are looking out to protect. I mean, if you're a smoker, you really don't have any rights.
What do you mean you really don't have any rights if you're a smoker? you know,
the rights that you have, and when you light up a cigarette and you have blown that smoke right into the face of a little tiny 3-year-old baby, you have just nullified. There's a constitutional nullification of your rights, because what you've done is you have endangered the future health and safety of that tiny baby, and by so doing, you have really nullified your constitutional right. So the fact is that...
I haven't nullified anything.
Well, the fact is, Phil, that no one really cares about your rights as a smoker. Now, you can hope that they do, but no one's going to stand there and say, don't go into that smoker's apartment and get the tobacco. Okay.
Well, the smoker may do that. The smoker may keep you from his apartment. The smoker may say that. All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're going to Washington, and they're going through a dry run of what they call a series of interdictions in case the law is passed in Washington State, or in case they have amended their laws up there that make it illegal to smoke in a multi-family housing. And one of the things that Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police are going to be doing in talking with these guys is they're going to be conducting what you call these olfactory tests.
That's correct.
And you're also saying that these people have no rights when it comes to their residence.
Well, the fact is, Phil, again, the smokers don't have rights when it comes to their residence. The smokers have no rights, really, when it comes to their own personal effects, because, they've been smoking and blowing smoke into the face of kids and in the face of old ladies and have nullified. And
so the fact that they have secondhand smoke nullifying, well, I don't understand what they're nullifying, okay?
No one cares about smokers' rights, is all I'm trying to say. So if I say I want to go into someone's apartment and check, see if they have tobacco in there, I don't know that anyone's really going to stop me.
Except for the smoker himself.
All right, smoker himself can, but I would then say, you know, you are a smoker, you know, who's really going to back you? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to back you up?
Yeah. You know? So you're going to break the... All right, 877...
I'm not breaking the law at all, Phil.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk about this Washington state law that is going to make it illegal for cigarette smoking to take place inside someone's home.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You read a what?
I read a book. It's called The Secret of Life, and the book is about 100 years old. They don't really know who wrote it, but it is a fascinating book, Phil. I'll tell you, just one of those very interesting books about how to, you know, secret how to be happy. And, I think it would do a lot of people a lot of good, because what we're talking about here, people tense up when they realize that they have been doing something destructive, and what they've been doing is so destructive that no one really cares about their rights no more, you know?
And well, I got to tell you something, Jay. This is one guy that cares about their rights.
You told me that you had quit smoking. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I'm going to tell you something else. I'm not a reformed smoker. I'm not like a lot of these people, and I bet you money that the people in this United for a Smoke-Free Housing, I bet you they're all ex-smokers. I don't do that. I don't play that, okay?
Well, you know...
No, hold on for a minute. I will stick up for someone who wants to smoke in their apartment. I'll live in an apartment next door to somebody who's smoking, if that is the situation. And you want to know something? If it stinks, if it smells bad, then I can take a couple of steps. I can maybe get a room ionizer. I can get some kind of a fan. I can... There's all kinds of things that can be done. But to outlaw this, that's one thing.
Well, Phil, I don't make the laws.
No, I understand that. My issue with you is how you propose to enforce the law, which is by, first of all, setting up these kind of olfactory tests. It's a smelling test.
That is correct. Some of the guys have nicknamed it sniff and search, which I don't particularly like because it makes it sound like it's some kind of a joke, and it's not a joke.
It is very deadly serious. You're talking about the health and well-being of little children, emphysema, pneumonia, typhus. There a variety of diseases you're going to get.
I'm not familiar with typhus.
Well, you're not familiar with typhus?
Not being the result of smoking.
But there are a lot of very debilitating diseases. And what we do is if we have determined that you got a smell on you that is definitely, like an ashtray, we're going to go to level two. And that's when we say we're going to take a little look inside your apartment. We're going to be in and out. If people are going to say you don't have the right, well, okay, but you're a smoker and you find somebody that, is going to back you up.
Like I said, I will.
All right, that's one.
Yeah. All right, 877, that's one. 877-876-PHIL, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to take some phone calls from people, and I am betting that they are smokers. Here's Gary in Denver listening on KTNI. Gary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
How are you doing? Great evening.
Fine.
Yes, sir. I had a few issues with this guy. First of all, as a former employee of a bar that allows people to smoke, I would come home all the time reeking of smoke. I don't smoke.
Right.
Now, how is it possible that even if I'm wearing clothing, say, from the day before, I didn't get to do laundry, I come home, I wear the same clothes the next day to go to work because, well, I'm just going to smell like smoke again, and this guy wants to come in and search my apartment?
Well, all I'm doing, sir, is making sure. If you tell me you don't smoke, you work in a bar, not a problem. We go in, we're out. We're not talking about an extensive search. We're just taking a look, see if you've got ashtrays, this kind of thing.
Okay.
If you've got an ashtray sitting there with a cigarette in it, then, you've been lying to us, and that takes it to another level. But if what you're saying is true, we're in, we're out, and there isn't a problem.
Okay. Now, I have another question for you.
Yes, sir.
What is
your
take on the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States? In what right
if I got reasonable suspicion that you smoke and that there are tobacco products.
Okay, so then
you've heard of
chartered by the state or federal government or local municipal government? Are you allowed to go before a grand jury or before a judge and request a warrant? Can you do so?
First of all, I'm not sure that your information is good because you work in a bar. Is that what you told me, sir?
No. I'm saying if you want to come into my personal dwelling.
No, I know.
I don't think that your information is good.
You work in a bar, so I'm not so sure you understand what it was you just said. The right that I have is as a citizen's auxiliary police officer that has been very concerned with a child that may get emphysema. And so, of course, I'm going to want to take a look around.
But he's asking you, what is your... are you talking about citizen's arrest?
His actual constitutional right. What constitutional right does he have to enter a private dwelling... By land of,
that if I feel
have
that there's
the renter's rights, I have what's called
the health,
rights.
The health and safety,
therefore,
the health and safety of the health and safety of the people, the health and safety of the people that you are endangering by, walking in there smelling the way you do.
No.
But he's not a smoker. He just smells like that.
That's right. But I can determine.
Sir, my private dwelling.
He's
if
not
I don't
smoking
want you there. You have no right unless you have
if you
a
think about it. If you're
into
a smoker,
my apartment,
really. Who's going to care because you smoke, see?
But he doesn't smoke.
Yeah, but no one's going to know that. He smells like one.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Right now,
I smell like it. Say I had a friend over who didn't know the rules from out of state, lit up a cigarette in my apartment. Okay,
exactly.
I told him, hey, put it out, go out on the balcony, whatever. Don't smoke in here. But my place smells like cigarette smoke. I don't smoke myself.
That's the problem.
So
that's the problem.
Why
because
do
your
I have
friend...
to let you in? My question is, what constitutional right allows you to come into a
constitutional nullification? It's constitutional nullification. It's nullification based upon the fact that as a smoker or as someone who is perceived to be a smoker, you are considered an individual who no one cares. Okay? You understand what I'm saying, sir?
did it
what
well.
Do you mean no one cares?
The Constitution nullifications. This gentleman, I'm answering your question, sir. Because you smoke, no one cares about you or your rights.
No, I'm asking,
On the constitutional nullification ground.
Constitutional nullification.
That's correct.
All right, Gary, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. If you're a smoker, no one cares about your rights. That's why Jay can come into your house.
Henry.
Constitutional nullification.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, on the line with me from the South Bay in Southern California. He is going to be in Washington State, I think, next week, as they continue to debate the idea of making it illegal in the state of Washington to smoke. If you are a resident of a multifamily dwelling, that would be an apartment complex. No smoking in those individual apartments. Jay, this is a constitutional issue. The law has not been passed yet. The constitutional argument that you're making, I'm not familiar with, but you're essentially saying that you have some constitutional nullification as a smoker because no one cares about you.
No, I didn't say that, Phil.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Well,
you said that you said it to my caller, essentially you're a smoker, so no one cares about your rights.
Well, Phil, if you're a smoker,
So what you're saying is that you can walk into an apartment, you can look around to see if there's tobacco products in there as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is basically just a volunteer security force. And
we are not we're not a rubber bullet cop. We're not a Sears security guard, Mr. Henry. We are people who are about saving lives. And we could have been police officers.
Yeah, but you didn't like the corruption, and I heard your story. But basically what I'm saying is this. You believe that an individual can go into an apartment of a smoker because that smoker, no one cares about his rights.
Well, what I'm trying to say to you is that a smoker has nullified, through the constitutional process, his rights because he lit up a cigarette and there's a kid next door, a five-year-old child, who is going to come down with a respiratory ailment, a whooping cough or what have you. And what gave him the right to make my kid come down with tuberculosis or other diseases of the lungs? Did he get a right for me to do that? No, he did not. So he don't have the right, and I'm saying, and he's trying to tell me that I don't have a right. I think most people listening to your broadcast right now would say the smoker, he can talk all he wants about his rights, but he doesn't. But no one. That's what I mean. Like, who's going to care about it? You know.
Like I said, I care.
You care about a man that's going to give a little kid tuberculosis? Well, what I'm saying is a respiratory disease.
Tuberculosis is an infectious disease having nothing to do with cigarette smoking. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Daniel in Charleston, South Carolina. Daniel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Phil, thanks for having me on the air.
Yes, sir.
You know, I listen to AM talk radio all the time. I listen to you every evening. And by far and away, this has got to be the most absurd thing I have ever heard. I used to smoke years ago. I don't smoke anymore. I'm a traveling engineer, and I go from...
And you want to be on my side? You want to be on my side about it?
What's that?
Oh, you're very polite. I said you ought to be on my side.
Yes, he's polite.
I'm on Phil's side for sure, but this, you know, there's a line in the sand. I mean, this has just gone way too far. I understand public dwellings, you know, but now you're coming into people's homes or apartments. Where does it go from here? Where does all this stop? At the end of the day, you're taking away people's rights. I don't care what Jay says.
What right are you talking about? What right does he have to smoke a cigarette and kill a kid?
Now, you know that's...
What
you know
right
that's
do you real. Have to smoke... What right do you have to smoke a cigarette and get smoke in the kid's face?
That's
and the kid,
way over... That's kid, way overboard.
Wait, are you telling me that cigarette smoke doesn't affect people's respiratory system? Yes, it does. And it makes people with allergies. And,
okay, I'm not arguing that fact. But if I live, if I'm a smoker and I live in there by myself, and I almost never have people over, then why shouldn't I have that right?
Because because you live in a multifamily dwelling and there are other people, the smoke's going to go through the walls. That's
no, they're not. No, they're not.
And
no,
I'm just
they're
saying,
not.
Well,
no,
you can say
not.
Whatever you want. How do you know?
No, they're
How
not.
Do you know?
No, they're not.
How do you know?
No.
Now, you can't say no, they're not when there's a law being debated right now to the effect that, yes, it does happen and they want to do something about it. And
no.
In Washington State, they are going to do something about it. So all I'm saying is, if it was you, I'd come into your apartment, take a look around. It doesn't take long. If you have tobacco products, yeah, they do have to be surrendered.
It's all about taking away. It's all about taking away people's rights. You know it, and I know it. And where does it?
You're
where
right,
does it stop?
You're right to give a kid tuberculosis. I don't think so.
Boy, you
I don't
keep
think
beating
you get
on.
To have
you
that right.
Keep,
well,
keep,
I'm
keep
just telling you.
I don't know.
You don't have the right to give a kid you know, a disease.
Okay, where
yeah,
does it
tuberculosis.
Stop?
Okay, all right, 877. Thank you very much, sir. 877-876 Phil. Let's go to Gary here on the Phil Hendry Show in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Go ahead, Gary. You're on with Jay Santos.
That guy's got to come with better ammunition than what he had.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
go
know.
Ahead, Gary.
Okay, I don't know, you know, what this guy thinks, but he's talking about constitutional rights. I've never heard of such a thing. And number two, is he a sworn law officer? Are you sworn by law?
I take it very seriously, yes, sir. Very seriously. And I'm saying...
Well, I take it seriously, too. But
I believe
one, listen to me. Number one,
yeah.
I'm not going to smoke in a residence where children are. I am a smoker. That's my right. And you say I don't have rights. Under the Constitution of the United States, I have as much right as you do. I care about what people do. But number two, I'm going to tell you something. You try to enter my dwelling, if you don't have a warrant or a search warrant, and you try to come to my room, I do have the right to bear arms. I may get in trouble for assault, but, buddy, I'm going to tell you something. You try to come in my house, your hind end is going to go flying out the door about as fast as you try
right,
to come
I,
in.
I want to be very careful. What you're saying is that you would physically arm yourself against the Citizens Auxiliary Police because we came in looking for tobacco products which were causing, like, a baby that lives next door to cough, you know, with pneumonia or something. That's what you do. You keep
well, first
out
of all, medically.
I'm trying to save lives, and you're going to take my life. Now, as a smoker, you understand that no one cares about your rights.
See, that argument doesn't make any sense, man. No one cares about your rights. It doesn't matter what anybody cares about.
Well, Phil, try to find someone that's going to care about whether Gary has rights.
How about a court of law? A judge? How about a cop?
I am a cop. And
you're not a cop. You're a Citizens Auxiliary Police cop.
And I'm trying to go into Gary. All I want to do, sir, is go into your living room and look around. What's wrong with that?
You're not going to step a foot in my house unless I want you to.
Well, why wouldn't you want me to? All I'm looking for is...
It's none of your business what I do in my home private, in my private residence.
If
I'm paying the bills, it's none of your business, buddy.
Yes, but we can smell it on you. And
well, I tell you what, I don't care what you smell. I'm telling you, I smoke. But I'm telling you also, you're not going to set foot in my house. If you do, your hind end's going to go flying out as fast as you go in.
Wait a minute.
You try your little perch, and I don't know what you idiots out in Washington State do, but I'm going to tell you something. This is North Carolina. We defend our rights, and I'm going to tell you something else, too, buddy. You come over here anytime you want to, and I'll match you face to face.
Well, the problem is North Carolina and the North Carolina affiliate riders are there as well. So we do have the...
You don't know you're running from a hole in the ground, fella.
No, sir, we do. We have the affiliated riders.
What do you mean the affiliated riders?
Of North Carolina. They are as well auxiliary police.
But they're not real cops. Now, this man is in North Carolina. They got a state patrol. He's got city police. And if they had a law in North Carolina that said that you can't smoke in a multi-family dwelling, okay...
Right.
What this gentleman is saying is that he would observe the law, and he wouldn't endanger anyone's rights. What he's talking about is your right.
My right? Okay, forget about my rights. Let's just talk about this man's rights as a smoker. Everyone knows that smokers, no one cares about their rights. That's number one.
That's not number one, and I don't know where...
Well, Phil, I don't know where you've been, but smokers, no one cares. And that's what I'm trying to say to Gary. I didn't make this world, Gary. You know... I'm just trying to make the best out of it. And as a smoker, no nobody cares about you.
That's just not, that is simply, you know, that's simply not a law that is going to fly. Thank you, Gary, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Stanley in Mobile, Alabama.
Well, no, that's not something to laugh at.
Well, that, I did.
Bill?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, this fella here is a squirrel, I believe. Hey, you know, I ain't got
one. You call me all the names you want, but fact is that smokers, right now, smokers are in a minority, okay? And they're getting smaller all the time. Now, if you smoke a cigarette and some kid winds up dying in the apartment next door, and they come and find you, and they find your Pall Malls or whatever you smoke, they're going to have, you know, they'll be having to, you know, investigate you for...
I'm sitting out here right now, might like that, smoking a cigarette, getting ready to go in the house and go to bed.
Well, that's fine. But you go right ahead and do that. At least you're not smoking.
The simple fact is, in my house or in my truck, I can do what I want to do. Now,
if you come into my house
and I don't want you in there, I had a sheriff tell me a long time ago.
You're under arrest.
You can do anything. Yeah, I've had one tell me that too. A couple times.
Yeah, right.
It was. No,
I may have to say that to you too. You know.
What are you going to say to this guy?
He's under arrest for a violation of the law.
You smoked a cigarette
in your house. Yeah, when you're not supposed to. I'd have to place you under arrest.
If you come in my house, I can invite you into my house. Do you understand that?
Don't invite me.
I can bring you into my house, and then I can do what I want to do to you.
No,
and
you can't. You can invite
close
me in
the door to
have
go outside
and arrest you.
Go outside and kick that door in and say, this fella, I don't know what the heck was wrong with him. He just come in my house talking about cigarettes.
What?
He approached me, so I put him down. He broke in my
go
house.
Outside and kick in your own door?
Rapping about a cigarette.
You're going to go outside and kick in your own door? Is that what I heard you say?
I could do that.
With members of my
and when the real police got there, just let them know the heck. I don't know what's
my subcommanders. Yeah, and then I tell the police that you went outside and you kicked in your own door.
Cigarette? My goodness,
I don't understand this guy.
Officer.
I don't understand this guy. I think this guy, I don't think that I can say anything to people who are bent on killing kids, Phil. If this man wants to smoke cigarettes.
Nobody's bent on killing kids.
Well, he wants to smoke enough cigarettes so that he turns. He gives every kid within a country mile rickets.
Do you have any kids?
Yeah, all right.
You know what?
That's none of your business. I don't want to give you something to dream about tonight.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And the fact that no one cares about your rights if you're a smoker. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
Oh, these guys talking like that.
Well, I mean, they're basically saying, people are saying to you tonight, Jay, that if you try to come into their house...
If I try to go into their house, no assistance, auxiliary police...
Just because you got a blue armband and a pith helmet and this quasi-legal status...
It's not quasi-legal, Phil. The Constitution of the United States allows me to make a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, but it doesn't allow you necessarily search and seizure. If you go into someone's home, you know...
Again, I'm not just going into anybody's home. I'm going into a smoker's home. I'm going into a smoker's home, and you got to remember that. And if people are calling your show tonight, you got to remember that. A smoker, I could say to people, okay, I'm going into a smoker's house. Anybody got a problem with that? Most people say no, they don't.
Except the guy who lives there.
That's a chance you got to take.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Brandy on the Phil Hendry Show. Brandy, you're on with Jay Sanos. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say that smoking puts off something that starts with an R. It's like rayon or something like that. And it gets on your walls, okay?
Right,
so if
right.
I if if I rent a home and I move out, I've just, you know, hurt anybody that was going to move in after that. So, seriously, mm-hmm. he's saying that he's going to go everywhere.
Yeah, what I want to do is go into your, like, do you smoke?
I'm sorry?
Do you smoke?
Do I smoke? No, I quit smoking.
Yeah, you quit smoking?
All right. You don't have to yell into the phone like that.
Well, I don't know if the lady can hear me. Can you hear me, ma'am?
I can hear you now.
All right, good. You did quit smoking when you smoked.
Can you get back away from the phone?
I'm sorry. When you quit smoking, ma'am, you realize that before you quit smoking, you were bothering people around you, right?
Do you realize that's my constitutional right?
No, but I'm asking you. Don't you realize, do you drink?
Because, you know, I don't like drunk drivers.
Wait, what are you talking about? What do you drink? There's no drinking in the air. There's no air that you're going to breathe.
Oh, no, but, you know, I was almost killed by a drunk driver. I was actually
killed. I don't drink and drive.
So there you go.
That's against the law. And guess what else is going to be against the law?
That's against the law. Unless you're going to go into everybody's home and tell them. Do you realize that there is a
Ma'am, I got you so bad, and you knew it, and that's why you just kept going to another topic.
What do you mean you got her so bad?
When she said drunk driving, I go, yeah, and guess what? It's against the law. Well, guess what else is going to be against the law?
Well, guess what? You know what? When you smoke, you drink. And when you drink, you smoke. So if you drink, do you smoke too?
No.
I think you're a closed door smoker, and that's why you're freaking out, because you just don't want people to.
I think you're in the closet too, but
I mean, you can't go to people's homes. There is a law where all you do is smoke in your home. You can't smoke in your home.
Would you get off the phone?
No, I've got to tell this lady. I asked her a question she didn't want to answer. So when you smoke cigarettes, Brandy, you bothered people, didn't you? You bothered them?
No, I didn't, because I stayed away from people like any normal person would do.
So when you smoked a cigarette, and a little kid might have sniffed it, are you sure no kid sniffed it?
Hey, this is her husband, William. This is what I don't understand.
I don't want to talk. Oh, why do I got to talk to her husband?
Because I am a former police officer of the state of Tennessee. And this is what I can't understand.
You know, that part's clear, man.
All right, hold on. I can't hear.
I got to talk up because she can't hear me.
You're talking to her husband now.
I'm a former police officer. A real police officer. Not auxiliary.
Former.
Not a citizen.
You're
a
former.
Okay, what I want to say is that you're so concerned with people smoking inside their home. Why don't you get concerned with these people that are smoking methamphetamines with kids in the next bedroom? Quit worrying about violating people's rights.
All right, well, then turn me home.
Go after something, turn me home, and I'll come over
and arrest you. Why are you not a cop anymore?
All right. Thank you very much for your call.
Why'd you hang up on him?
I can't hear anything. I got feedback. I got, you know. And I don't know what it is. You'll come over to their house and arrest them.
This guy's talking to me about it. He's got a crack habit. Yeah, I'll bet he's got a crack habit. I was just talking to her. And
how dare you get that crude?
It was a joke, Phil. And he put his wife on the line. I didn't do it.
No, she was supposed to be on the line. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sarah. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
It's in Atlanta. Spence, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Fine.
Hey, why are you guys back? What's your name, Mr. Citizen's Arrest?
My name is Jay Sanders. Yeah, my
name
is Jay.
What's your name, guy?
Yeah, I just got done telling you twice. I'll tell you again. Jay Sanders. You hear that?
You need me to repeat it again? Hello?
You want me to say it? My name's Jay Sanders.
He heard you.
My name's Jay Sanders.
He heard you.
Okay, I heard you, man.
What's your name?
I'm on your side. I'm trying to tell you. You're on my side? I got neighbors next door. I can see the smoke.
No, you ain't on my side. If you smoke in your apartment, you're not on my side.
No, I'm not a smoker, man. I got smokers live next door.
No, you don't have the right to smoke in your apartment.
Beg your pardon?
Apparently, the okay, so thanks very much. This is out of control, man. Here is Matt. Matt, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
That guy said he smoked his apartment.
Right. Yeah, turn your radio down.
Yes.
Okay, what can we do for you, sir?
Yes, I was just talking about that guy that's on there thinking he's Gestapo or some
yeah,
wannabe. Yeah?
It calls for you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Well, first of all, sir, my philosophy is very simply this. If you're a smoker...
I'm a smoker, and I guarantee you wouldn't come in my house and tell me I couldn't smoke.
Have fun, because
you
ain't the party's over.
Sniff me either. If you come up and sniff me on the street, you will end up on the ground.
What? I don't have the right to run my nose along your jacket.
What are you saying?
No, I'm just asking
people.
I need to run my nose along your fingers to make sure that there's not nicotine.
You ain't got no right to do anything.
You're a smoker, sir, which means that you need to be de-smoked.